Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
G&D on this 24th of March, 2023. So the NFL is looking at the XFL, USFL, and college football rules to try to improve the kickoff and punting enjoyment of its product. This is via Mike Florio, NFL Executive Vice President, Football Operations. Troy Vincent said today that the league is studying the XFL and these other spring leagues and NCAA football, see whether the league should model its own rules on those other rule books. Quote, what can we learn from the XFL, the USFL, Vincent said. We look at college, the NCAA fair catch as well. First of all, I do think the NFL should be commended for this, Danny.
Yes.
They are the best. They are the king snake. Everyone's looking at them. TV ratings, interest, this is a drug. They own a day of the week on the calendar. But they are never really content, and where I do give them credit, we've seen it when they took a bunch of stuff from the XFL 23 years ago that Vince McMahon launched in 2000. They constantly are tweaking things and occasionally kind of NCAA-proofing their game. They aren't afraid, if you've got a thing that they like, to implement it in their game. I think that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's why they're number one. They're not slow to react. They are on some stuff, like any other league. Some stuff is glacial, like pace, but it's not what, you know, golf and Major League Baseball that basically just let problems fester for decades upon decades and then said, whoopsie-daisy, we've already lost our market share. Let's do a pitch clock. Like, if you're going to change, you need to change and be proactive. So, for example, what are some complaints about the NFL big picture right now? Sometimes Thursday night games at the end of the season kind of stink. They're probably going to start flexing them this year, give people some notice. Nothing but winning teams on Thursday night. Peace. You know, we'll fix that for you too. Right?
And they're going to deal with a lot of flack from that.
Oh, yeah.
And they already are, because people will say, well, you don't care enough about player safety as it is by even playing on Thursday night. And now you're going to give teams short notice and have them turn around quick on a Thursday night. I have to imagine that they're going to have to decide, you know, a week in advance.
Yeah, so it's 15
or whatever.
Days is what they're talking about.
But still.
Yeah, you're right. They'll still get
it. There's going to be all kinds of arguments about whether or not that's fair and this is a safe thing.
Totally.
Should they be doing it? I don't want to say they don't care about that, but what they really care about is the product on TV.
Totally.
And the fact that when you're tuning in, you're not going to see the Browns and the Jets if both have been eliminated from playoff contention in week 13. You're not going to see two terrible teams play, the Texans and the Lions, if they're both in last place. You're going to see the teams you want to see playing.
Precisely. I mean, they will catch some Eric for it, but at the same time, it's us theater at home, right? You follow that? So looking at some of these other leagues that are doing the experiments, they improved the television broadcast years ago because the original XFL back in the day, that sort of sky cam or that, you know, camera that was on a wire that kind of give you that huddle view and then, you know, sort of looking out into the field for that all 22 type feel for a second or two. I'm telling you, these leagues that innovate, the NFL says, that's lovely. Thank you so much for trying that out for us. Now we have some visual. Do we like it? Do we not? And they pick and choose. They go shopping.
I know everyone hates all the changes in baseball. However, baseball is also doing a lot of this now.
Yes.
And I think ultimately we'll be rewarded for it by way of either more fandom or at least sustained interest over the course of a game. But they are using the minor leagues.
Yes.
They're using independent league baseball similarly and saying, all right, we're not sure if this is going to play, but let's see what it looks like if you guys have extra big bases and pitchers aren't allowed to throw over as much. Are there more steals? Not only are there more stolen base attempts, but the caught stealing rate goes down. And all of a sudden, our games are fun because it's a track meet and everyone's trying to swipe bags again, which hasn't been the case in years. What happens if we put a clock on the pitchers and we assess balls to pitchers and strikes to hitters based on them not being ready? And what happened was in the minor leagues, game shrunk by 26 minutes, right? So they're using it as a lab. The NFL does not have the luxury of minor league football, but college football has differing rules.
Yep.
Your knee touches the ground in college, you're down. In the NFL, you got to be touched down even if your knee is down, right? So there are certain things they're looking at in the college game that they say, well, how would that work for us? So here's one of them. The competition committee has recommended adopting college football's fair catch rule on kickoffs. Basically, what this allows for is if the ball is inside the 25-yard line on a kickoff, you can fair catch anywhere in the field of play, and the ball gets spotted at the 25. It results in more fair catches, fewer kickoff returners being tackled, and fewer injuries. So in the NFL currently, what you have is if it's a short kick pooched to the 5, 10, 15-yard line and it lands and bounces around, it's a live ball, obviously. Very rarely are there scrums or is it close that it gets recovered by the kicking team. Normally just some kind of up man or some unathletic person catches or fields the ball and runs into a pile and the play is over. They're saying, what if anybody could just call fair catch and now not have to actually return the ball after it's kicked inside the 25? I actually think that that makes a little bit of sense. I guess my question to the league is, what is your goal? Do you want more action and more returns? Do you just want a safer play? Because we decided a long time ago as an industry that the kickoff statistically was the most dangerous play in the game. Stands to reason, it's the play where there is the most distance between essentially a sitting duck and someone at full speed going to collide with them, right?
Yes.
So they found, this is not an opinion, this is something the league studied, that that was the most dangerous play in the league, and they've done everything they can to try to essentially make it so that no one returns kicks. But now the kickoff has become so boring.
Yes.
It's a play where we all sit there and 80-some percent of the time someone just puts their arms out like they're making a T, and they stand at the goal line as the ball sails over their head, and then the quarterback trots out and picks which hash he wants the ball, and we start the drive. It's become such a nothing burger of a play. And we even get timeout, kickoff timeout sometimes. Well, what is the point of that as a consumer? They got to figure something out.
Yeah, this is an area of weakness for the league. They basically decided, in this case, we are going to prioritize no injuries over excitement. Usually what they do is excitement over everything else, a.k.a. the extra point decision years ago. It's automatic. People weren't even watching them. They get up. That's where you go get your beer. That's when you go to the bathroom. You don't even care because you get touchdown, extra point, commercial. You got plenty of time.
You make the extra point 95% of the time, or probably at that point.
Higher,
98, yeah. 99, because they were kicking from the two. It was like a 20-yard field goal.
So now you back it up, and they got, quote-unquote, more excitement. There's more misses, which is kind of what they wanted. So they're looking for excitement. Here, they've taken excitement out of it point blank. And that's a trade-off they seem willing to make in this regard because I think they're so afraid of the kickoff injury, because I think the percentage, like, you know, how many kickoffs per game? What, 10, right? We talk opening kickoff each half, a couple scores here and there, you get 10 kickoffs. If you get 10 plays per game multiplied by all the games, the number of injuries were probably, you know, 4, 5, 6 times more likely than some of the other regular old, you know, NFL football plays that get run, right? So they basically said, we are taking injuries out of it. I think there's a better way to do it and still get the occasional bit of excitement that actually might happen from, I don't know, a kickoff return. And the like, the XFL's rule, for example, I think is infinitely better than this.
So much better. It looks really quirky and odd, and I would even say it just looks bad when you first see it. It looks like, you know, some niche, like non-big league play. But it works.
It works.
So the way the XFL does it is players stand 5 yards apart. There are 10 players on the return team and 10 players on the kicking team, 5 yards apart. You say, where's the 11th? Well, obviously, you got a deep man returning the kick, and you got the kicker. But otherwise, the other 20 of the 22 players on the field are just 5 yards apart, and then it's kind of mano-a-mano, one-on-one blocking. Now, I think you can scheme a little bit if you want to, like cross-block or something. There's probably a way to do that. But it turns into one-on-one, where there aren't a bunch of designed wedges and things like that. But they have taken away the collisions that are injuring people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. And they have, I think, found a way to take away the collision, like the evil part of the play, so to speak, but to still give us as fans and consumers what we need, which is it's exciting. There are returns. In fact, the average starting field position in the XFL is better than the average starting field position in the NFL. So often you get the ball to 25. In the XFL, there's a return on almost every single kick. And while occasionally you get tackled 20, 25, 27-yard line, for the most part, it's right around the 30, 32. And I think when I saw last, as of 2 weeks ago, the average starting field position was right at about the 30, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but about a 5-yard difference
matters.
Is pretty significant. I just love that almost every kick gets returned. They also penalize you for kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone by having the first and 10 starting distance be less offense friendly, in other or kicker team friendly. So, like, if you kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, you get penalized in the way that you would if you kick the ball outside of the boundary.
Meaning where they spot the ball, like at the 35
exactly.
or 40?
So, like, in the NFL,
that's what I would do.
You kick the ball out of bounds on the sideline on
yep.
a kickoff. It's first and 10 from the 40.
Uh-huh.
The equivalent of this would be if you kick the ball out of the back of the end zone for a touchback, not returned, it'd be first and 10 from the 40 also. There's basically a window you have to land the ball
mm-hmm.
between what is like the 10-yard line and the goal line to correctly kick off. It's almost like tennis in a way.
Yep.
There's like a box where you can...
Where you're allowed to serve it.
You're allowed to serve the
mm-hmm.
ball. And if you think about it that way, you basically have this big window to work with, the width of the field, and if you don't, if it's too short and the guy lets it land, first and 10 from the 40. First and 10 from the 40. It sounds like a lot.
Yes.
You get used to it in 13 seconds.
Precisely my point. I know it sounds like very dizzying and like, well, if the ball's kicked on a Tuesday and it's windy, I know it's all complicated. Stone Cold Steve Austin bottom line is this. I would basically make it prohibitive for touchbacks the same way it's prohibitive for out of bounds. Now, I don't think it's going to be popular with the league because they think that kickoffs equals injuries. And then I'm doing the XFL rule where guys are, whether it's 5 yards, 10 yards apart, however you want to do it, they're not lined up in the, you know, they're, the receiving team isn't sprinkled throughout with schemes and designs and things like that. And then everyone's in line with a running start. The running start, wedge, bust and stuff, that's where all these injuries were happening. You could do it this way. No touchbacks. Let's get returns back in, but also make it safer by putting them closer together.
All right, we'll give you guys a vote. Opening day NFL season, week one next year. Keep this current kickoff format and punt format as it is, or adopt some of the spring league rules. And we'll say go to the XFL kickoff where players are 5 yards apart. You're going to get more returns. There's no running head start. You have to wait until the return man fields the ball, and then you're basically blocking one-on-one. Would you be okay with that change, a major change, where the NFL XFLs itself a little bit? 800-636-1067, the number. You want to join us, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.